Marauder. To me, the worst game is actually a very personal thing, and that designation can change over time. Usually, the place of the worst does not solely have to do with the quality of the game. Today, we look at the game I believe for 41 years was the worst Atari 2600 game ever. Into the vertical line, Generation Atari. E.T. the Extraterrestrial for the Atari 2600 might not be the best game ever made, but it has a cool title screen, and it offers a complete, albeit short, challenge to be completed. While there are some unfortunate choices, it's mostly bug-free. However, E.T. the Extraterrestrial has been called the worst game ever made, and we just don't believe it. We are here to collect evidence to see exactly where E.T. falls on the bad game spectrum. In this series, we will test other notorious games from the Golden Age and see how they stack up in comparison. This is Worse Than E.T. Marauder by Tiger Vision. I recall the day vividly. Sometime in early 1983, my pocket filled with money saved from allowance. Weeks, maybe months of saving. The game I bought was Marauder by Tiger Vision, and I hated it. For 41 years, I've hated it. But to start this story, we need to take a step back. When I was 9 years old, I learned a tough lesson about consumer commerce. That year, the album Dynasty by the band Kiss was released. Now, I had been a fan of Kiss tangentially for years, as my sisters had all their previous albums and played them constantly on the stereo in the front room. I'd seen the word Dynasty in the newspaper ad for the record at FedMart, but was convinced the name was not Dynasty, a word I had never actually heard before, but instead Destiny, a word at 9 years old I associated with Luke Skywalker in Star Wars. It meant big, incredible things. I bought the record on a walking trip with my mom and brother at FedMart. As we walked home, I imagined a song named Destiny that was on it, the title track. It was, quite arguably, the greatest fake rock song that ever bounced around through my head. But when I got the record home and played it, I was surprised by just how terrible it was. There was no song named Destiny, and in fact, when my sister got home and saw the album, she said, "Why would you buy Dynasty, Kiss's disco record?" I was shocked. The album was awful, and I had wasted all my savings on it. So I did what my dad taught me. He always told me to keep the receipt and return things for a refund. I took it back to FedMart to get my money. When I showed my receipt and the open album to the guy in the record section at FedMart, he laughed at me. "You can't return a record," he said. "What's wrong with it?" "I don't like it," I told him. "That's not a good enough reason." Then he laughed at me, and he told his coworker, who also laughed at me. I felt like the smallest, stupidest kid ever at that moment. I took Dynasty home and tried to enjoy it, but it just was not good. I felt burned, and it took me years to get up the courage to buy another record album. 4 years later, I bought Marauder by Tiger Vision for the Atari 2600 from that same location, now a Target, in the same music department that had now added video games. Talk about destiny. In the abstract, Marauder is not a bad game. Programmed by Rourke Weingatt for Tiger Vision, it's a version of a Sierra Online computer game of the same name, also programmed, in part, by Rourke Weingatt and released by Sierra Online for Atari and Apple computers. The computer game has two full sequences, one where you try to blast through a planet's defenses to land, and the other that is pretty much like the Atari 2600 game. I wanted to play the actual cartridge on this replay, but I decided against it, as I saw on eBay that is now considered rare, with a loose cart going for about $50. Obviously, collectible retro game prices are not always based on quality. First, I read the instructions before I start the game this time. They say your job in the game is to make your way through each room to the power center and destroy it. You can pick up armor that will shield you for a short time. I recall that the game box was quite impressive, and I recall imagining a deeper version of Berserk, because in Berserk, there was no way to win, you just kept running. Here is what the instructions say. You've landed on an alien planet and penetrated the enemy base, defended by armed attack robots. Your mission is to find your way to the heart of the base and destroy the power center of the enemy's weapon system. Robots pursue you through the halls and corridors from room to room as their sensors detect your presence. They fire at you from all corners. It's a race against time to find the power center as you shoot back, defending yourself against the onslaught. I was just devastated when I played it the first time. I felt so betrayed. To me, the game just sucked. You're just a weird overhead man sprite running around and shooting triangles. It left me so cold. I recall booting the game many times and trying to like it. I would play mental exercises in my head, trying to pretend I was invading the Death Star and these were stormtroopers I was shooting. But it just didn't work. Maybe the buildup of crappy 2600 games over the previous year was just too much. Maybe finally it was the last straw to pay $30 for such a slight and lame experience. The game just totally disappointed me on every level. Maybe subconsciously, by taking a similar walking trip to Target and spending similar save money on Marauder, I was trying to erase the memory of Kiss Dynasty. I was also convinced from my Dynasty experience that anything I bought in that section of the store was not returnable, and there was no way as a 13-year-old I'd go back and try to test it, only to be laughed at by the teenagers working in that department again. So instead of erasing the memory of Kiss Dynasty, it just amplified it. I was not looking forward to this replay 41 years later. Since I don't own the cartridge, I played the game emulated. The first few times the level started, I was placed directly in a room with the power center, and I easily shot it. On about the fourth level, I was randomly put into one of the other five of six rooms of the fortress. I moved around and shot the robots. I picked up the armor. As I kept beating each level, the game got faster and faster. And you know what? It's really not that bad. I mean, it's not fun, but it's okay. It's obviously not the best game ever. It's not the worst either. It's far better than Airlock, though. So this begs the question, why did I hate it for 41 years? I mean, this is the big question. Why do people think a particular game is the worst game ever? I can't speak for others, but for myself, with Marauder, I believe it came down to this. Shattered expectations. In early 1983, I was still fresh from Glee, having played River Raid and Pitfall by Activision, and being pleasantly surprised by Vanguard in Raiders of the Lost Ark. The disappointment of Pac-Man while still floating around my head was offset by those newer and far better experiences. I saved money for almost 2 months to buy this new Atari 2600 game. I forewent candy bars and packs of Topps trading cards, scraping together $30 or so with my brother to go buy a new 2600 game. I thought we could not go wrong, that the bad game days were behind me, that the days of dynasty-like disappointment were gone. And the box looked so magnificent, and the copy made it sound like the game was so expansive. Alien robots have invaded. You must make your way to safety and recapture the cosmic treasure. Maneuver your way through six different mazes. Watch out for the alien robots hidden throughout the mazes. Shoot them or they will shoot you. Time is against you. The ultimate experience in alien invasion on Tiger Vision. Six mazes. Everything seemed to be in place, except it wasn't. In reality, it's just six screens, and they're not mazes, really. They're just the same type of symmetrical playfields you might see in a game of combat. The game met none of my expectations. Marauder pushed me over the edge. I could not believe I spent $30 on a triangle execution simulator. To me, Marauder was the last Atari 2600 straw. It was that day, sulking in front of my Atari 2600, trying to squeeze any enjoyment out of that game that I possibly could, that I decided the Atari 2600 was over for me. There would be a few more games like Ms. Pac-Man and Jungle Hunt, but something about the 2600 broke for me that day, and my feelings for it would never be the same. So is Marauder worse than E.T.? Yeah. It's just slightly worse than E.T. It's not a great game, but it's not the worst. But you know what's even worse than Marauder? Kiss Dynasty.
While it does have Kiss's biggest hit, I Was Made for Loving You on it, and there's one good song, a cover of 2000 Man by Ace Frehley, it pretty much marks the end of the original version of Kiss. Next up, we tackle one of the most controversial games for the Atari VCS, Pac-Man.
We were children of the Silicon Revolution, an X generation conscripted to fight the console and home computer wars. a product of an analog 70s childhood, we came of digital age in the 80s, believing we could affect the world 8 bits at a time. Armed with joysticks, full stroke keyboards, Jolt Cola, and MTV haircuts, we proceeded into the vertical blank. There, we stayed up late at night, devising incantations from D&D rulebooks and beginner's all-purpose symbolic instruction code. Video games were the match, and programming was the fuse, as the infinite possibilities of the digital world exploded into the internet age to come. We are Generation Atari.
Into the vertical blank.